And welcome back to Pop Topic. We're here to discuss the latest news for 2020. We're here to discuss the first week of November. And with me to break it all down is the man who I'm going to dress up for as Halloween, Alexander Welling. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing great. How are you guys? I mean, I got my big metal stick for work and I'm ready to use it.
That can be taken. That can be taken in multiple different contexts, but
yeah, take it as you will.
Welling's got his stick and he is ready to whip it.
He's ready to use it.
All right,
loaded, not afraid.
Here's the man who's very adapted to using his stick, Tristan Phillips. How are you doing this week?
Doing good, Matt. I'm doing good.
Do you also got your stick ready to go?
Not right now. It's not with me right now.
Okay. Sounds
it's
good.
Not a, I put it's that not a,
away.
Yeah, put it's it
not
away.
A
yeah.
Mask.
Yeah, you know, three guys in a podcast. We don't need to use our sticks. Come on, let's calm down.
We don't need all three. That's for sure. Yeah. One, no. Welling is more than enough.
Yeah, Welling just went on camera before the podcast and he was just showing off his stick, and me and Tristan were just oohing and aahing over the size.
The floor when I saw how big it was.
Yeah, it was black. It was huge. It was crazy.
You guys are too much.
There's everything you want in a stick.
Welling's stick is too much.
It extends when Welling gets excited and everything.
Yeah, when Welling gets real excited.
He whipped it out.
He can extend it.
There it goes.
All right, well, before we get into the news here, anything new with you two besides Welling showing us his stick?
Oh. No, man. Not too much.
How about you, Alex? Anything new with you? Are you ready to get into the news?
My life is pretty lame, so I mean.
Well, you know, you got a stick. That's exciting.
Yeah, I did get a stick. It's a nice big metal stick.
Yeah, I just got my Criterion films came in yesterday, so that was, you know, not as exciting as a stick, but pretty exciting. So, you know.
Still now, not entirely sure what that is.
It's like, it's just a company that makes collector editions for certain films.
Isn't there a Criterion streaming service where it's like all classic
films? Yeah. It's most of their films are classics. They have very few newer films unless it's Wes Anderson or Baumbach or Scorsese. But other than that,
Parasite be on there? If it's something that might be on like a Criterion.
Which one?
Parasite or something like that.
Parasite is coming out soon in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Which
like real art housey sort of, you know.
Yeah, and the cases are like these special editions that they create for each film, and the Parasite one is just a Morse code for the word Parasite on the case.
Oh, dang.
Do the movies come with lots of bonus features and stuff, or is it just
well that's why I got them, because it costs extra, and they get the highest definition that they can for each film, so it's very clean, which is why I got mostly Wes Anderson films, because since they're very visually appealing, I figured a Criterion version would look even better. And then it has so much content in regards to interviews. They interview the director and actors, and they go into the deep dives of everything. They have about like it depends on the film, obviously, but about 5 to 20 hours worth of bonus stuff.
Yeah. To like the real critically acclaimed films, right? So you could probably like Psycho or Vertigo or Spider-Man 3, those kind of movies, right?
Yeah, exactly. You would imagine they would just have all the most esteemed films. They don't actually, all the ones you list off, including Spider-Man 3, aren't there. They don't even have Psycho.
They don't have Psycho or Vertigo? I just kind of pick random movies.
No, they don't have very many Hitchcock films.
Weird. All right.
Yeah. I think the main reason is because they can't get that much bonus content for it because everyone's dead.
Sad but true.
Yeah, like they have one for Rebecca from the library. I borrowed Rebecca and it was the Criterion version of it, which was awesome, so I could check out all the bonus stuff
too. It's from the Criterion version.
Yeah, but unfortunately, since most people have passed away by the time they made the Criterion version of it, there's not that much content they could really get for it. They got like old footage and some archival photos, and they interviewed some relatives of Hitchcock and what they knew of him and stuff. So they try to get some stuff, but it's probably hard to get enough content to release like 5 of his films.
Yeah,
so
they weren't making backstage or featurettes like that, you know, back then, because there weren't any home media releases really anyways. There weren't, you know, backstage footage and all that kind of stuff didn't come out until DVDs were really a thing too much. They had a little bit on VHS. You wait till after the credits. Sometimes you get like some interviews and stuff, depending on the one you got. But
yeah, so for Rebecca, I think they just picked his only Best Picture winner to have like as much content as they could get.
Fair enough.
But yeah, you know, I love Criterion. I was excited about getting it. And, you know, something just as exciting is Halloween. We can move on to news here.
Hey.
You know, what are you guys doing for Halloween? I feel like, Tristan, what's your plans during 2020? I feel like Halloween is probably, you know, a little harder to celebrate.
Me and my younger brother were going to, like, get some Popeye chicken sandwiches and rent a bunch of horror movies and eat candy and stuff and watch horror movies. But then it ends up on working all night, so I won't be doing anything for Halloween.
Oh, okay, that's right. I was going to say, we just discussed all the scariest movies of all time last week on the podcast.
Yeah, I was for sure going to pick up like Sinister and Insidious, because I haven't seen like any of those kind of movies very much. Can't do that now. We're probably just going to do it like another day this next week.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Halloween's basically not a thing this year, so you can just pick a random day.
Yeah, exactly.
What about you, Alex? Are you watching Sinister going to work? What's your plans for Halloween?
I'm not entirely sure what my plans are going to be for Halloween just yet. We'll see. I'm still deciding on whether or not the pandemic is going to ruin my Halloween or not.
Sounds good. Well, by the time this podcast is released, you have already celebrated it, so we'll just keep it a mystery for everybody.
We'll keep it a mystery.
Yeah, let's sounds good. That. Are you guys doing any Halloween costumes? Me and Angie already got a Halloween costume picked out. Well, we have an idea. We are going to go shopping for it tomorrow, last minute.
Not Joe Exotic and what's the name of the woman who killed her husband?
Oh my gosh, Carol Baskins, man.
Carol Baskins.
My queen.
Oh, I forgot. Tristan. Like a recurring character on the show. I forgot.
How could you forget about Carol fucking Baskins?
Her and Emily and Perry are the recurring characters on the show.
I was going to say, Carol Baskins is the face of this podcast. She's on the Mount Rushmore of Pop Topic.
Yeah, I really feel like that bastard Emily in Paris should be on there too.
Like how we only brought her up once, which to be fair, there was another Emily in Paris story that happened a week after. But I just thought, I feel like if we go down the wormhole of Emily in Paris, we'll have to watch the show. So I'm just not going
to
talk about it.
No, we don't have to watch the show. We have to get Welling to watch the show and give his review on it. All right, yeah. This is the real solution.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to know Welling's opinion on Emily in Paris.
Emily in what now?
It's a Netflix show. He wasn't there that week. We talked to him.
No, yeah, he wasn't.
Emily in Paris is a stain on society.
Yeah, we no one likes her.
Oh.
She was picking on some poor Chicago pizzeria. It wasn't nice.
Even though she's in Paris.
What?
Yeah, she's in Paris and just decided to shit on Chicago.
just because she can.
Oh,
yeah. Just Miss Alex. Yeah, Alex, just the gist of it is we all hate Emily, she's a bitch.
Gotcha. We hate Emily.
No one
Fuck
likes
you,
Emily.
Yeah, that's
Fuck
right.
You, Emily. Yeah. Nobody likes you, Emily. Nobody likes you, Emily.
Yeah.
Emily.
So
you heard it from me. Nobody likes you.
So for Halloween, I was pitching that Tristan for me to be Joe Exotic and her to be Carol Baskins because I thought at the party, if she's ever not right beside me, I can always just go where's that bitch Carol Baskins?
That would be hilarious.
I thought that'd be hilarious. She didn't like it that much. She would rather be a sexy tiger, I guess, but honestly we put it off too long and it'd be kind of hard to find a tiger outfit and a good Joe Exotic outfit, I guess. Very small part
then for this party. Are you gonna join?
Hear me out. Welling should dress up as Emily from Paris.
Oh, that's a good one.
And the entire party just shits on Chicago.
Shit on Chicago at every opportunity. Just make fun of Chicago.
But I don't have any bad things to say about Chicago.
No, well then, don't even bother. Yeah, don't even bother being Emily then. That's a whole shtick.
I will not. I will not be Emily then. I am gonna be ya bitch.
Well, that's you all the time. That's not costume.
Yeah, you're not supposed to dress up for Halloween, right? Well, how good of a mustache can you grow?
Like. Pedophile, that's about it.
Perfect. You should go to Borat for Halloween.
It's a knife.
That enough. Yeah, yeah, Borat's hot right now.
Borat is hot right now.
Yeah, Borat I was gonna talk about the Halloween story, but since you're throwing Borat out here, we can quickly talk about the Borat story we got here.
It's a knife.
That is, yeah. Well, have you seen Borat 2?
I have not seen Borat 2 because I have not seen the first Borat.
You suck.
Yeah, well, what are you doing, Alex? Get out of here.
I haven't seen a movie in like fucking 6 months. Calm down, yeah, people.
That's true. It's been a while.
I watched a movie just before we started this podcast. When I was like, we have 90 minutes to our podcasting. I'm like, all right, I'm putting a movie on. I watched a whole movie before we started this thing.
Nice. I went to the gym beforehand. I was wanting to watch a movie, but I didn't have time.
Nah.
So I think after the podcast, I'll watch a movie.
You decided to work out.
Yeah.
I could have worked out, but I thought I'd watch Vampires in the Bronx instead.
Good life decision.
Very good.
I have no regrets.
So Borat 2, we have some people, including the babysitter from the show, from Borat 2, who's stepping out to say that Maria Bakalova, who plays the daughter of Borat in Borat 2, they're saying she should be nominated for an Oscar here. They're trying to make an Oscar push here with Maria, which sounds pretty outlandish. But I think most people fail to remember that the original Borat is an Oscar-nominated film.
Wait, what now?
Yeah, people tend to forget this, but Borat was nominated for screenplay.
That is amazing.
You know, it should be nominated for screenplay. That's fair.
No, the screenplay is great.
I support this. Not even that I think. Like, I think she obviously did a great job, but not maybe not an Oscar-worthy job. But I support this only because it's like a... It's a movie that people don't consider Oscar-worthy movies, but they still are if you think about it. Just like a great performance from an actress. And I think more of those kind of movies that are just great movies but won't be considered for Oscars the way they should, like Into the Spider-Verse or even Paddington 2 or other movies that are really, really great but never get any sort of Oscar attention only because they're not Oscar films. You know what I mean?
Quentin would say Uncut Gems.
Well, no, because Uncut Gems is an Oscar film. Like, that movie was designed and meant to go for Oscars, and it's very much in line with what Oscars generally look for in movies. I agree it was snubbed, but that's still more of an Oscar movie, not like completely...
Yeah, yeah, like similar to Farewell as well. They're both Oscars films directed towards Oscars. They just got snubbed. But yeah, movies like Hubie Halloween, the other Sandler film that's lesser to Uncut Gems, not an Oscar film.
Not an Oscar film.
Is that the really bad movie he was going to promise to make if he didn't get nominated?
A lot of people are making that joke, but to be fair, Hubie Halloween was made before he made that statement, so and I like to think...
It's his worst movie. Have you seen Jack and Jill?
Yes, I know Jack and Jill is his worst movie.
Hubie Halloween wasn't that bad. It was classic Sandler. It was pretty...
Yeah, I actually, yeah, I liked it.
It wasn't terrible. But yeah, and so I'm totally... I want more really good... You know, performances or good movies or good screenplay that aren't traditional Oscar movies, circuit nominations and stuff for the Oscars, so they should, right? And so I'm totally for her getting the nomination here.
And I think this is 2020, and since Borat 2 is about 2020,
fair 2020.
And it, you know, it's a pretty bad year for film. Screw it, let's throw this out there. Like, let's give this a chance.
Hey, I've been pushing Bad Boys for Life for Best Picture this whole year. All right, you guys know this.
So Maria,
yeah, we get it.
So Maria Bakalova, sure, she might be a lead actress, but I think they could just push it towards a supporting actress here because I think that's her best chance, since lead actress might be harder to get in.
She's like the main female character. I'll consider her still more of a supporting character.
Yeah, Borat's still the focus.
I'm still down for Elizabeth Moss being best female actress, so I don't think she's going to win that.
No.
Who's Elizabeth Moss?
Invisible Man.
Right. Okay. Is that okay? My bad. Yeah, I knew the name sounded familiar. Woman from Invisible Man. Sure.
Borat 2. Do we want to call it now? Actor. I'm gonna say right now it's not getting an actor's nomination. But no.
Taylor didn't get an actor nomination last year for Uncut Gems. There's no way they're giving it to her for Borat 2.
Yeah. Well, and
not
also
they don't really like streaming movies unless you count The Irishman.
Well, like Roma and Marriage Story, like they all do.
Yeah,
well.
They give noms a lot. Getting actual awards seems to be a little tougher for streaming movies, but they got lots of noms, like Irishman, Roma, Marriage Story.
Okay, in the past 2 years.
Right, but Borat's in the last 2 years.
Name a streaming movie that came out before 2 years ago, though, Wellen.
I can't.
Like Ridiculous 6? That's the only one I know of, and that wasn't an Oscar push movie.
Anyways, the only thing that makes me think about the acting for this is I thought Borat in the first one was just as well done and was just as amazing of a performance, and that didn't get the nom, so I don't see much here. But I think
we
the real
clip of the year came out though, right? We already know that 2020 is a more lackluster year in general for movies.
Well,
maybe not for Oscar movies, but for movies.
When did Borat, the first Borat, when did that come out? In 2006?
I believe it's 15 years ago, so maybe 2006, 2005, something like that.
Well, you know, I don't think it was that great of a year anyways. I'm looking at it right now. Obviously, Pan's Labyrinth and The Departed would take most of the awards here, but like, yeah. Cars, Night Museum, 300, High School Musical, Click. I think Borat is a better performance than most of these films.
I think you're sleeping on Click.
Yeah, you're right. Adam Sandler. Yeah, everyone's saying Uncut Gems was the robbed Adam Sandler. Well, what about Click? That's the real robbery.
Click.
Yeah, you're right. But what I'm looking at here is the screenplay, because there's going to be 10 screenplay nominations from adapted and original, and this year has been a shit show. Could we see Borat 2 get the screenplay again?
This would be original screenplay, obviously, right? Sequels don't count as adapted, right? Sequels? This would be original?
No, it would count as adapted. Toy Story 3 was adapted.
Really? Okay, so sequels are adapted also?
Yeah, because adapted would be like not a completely original source.
Like Mank? Would Mank be adapted?
Yeah, like pre-made characters.
So adapted seems way wider than a...
Yeah.
And so obviously the more crowded and tougher to get genre. But maybe not for Oscar movies. A lot of Oscar movies are original stuff. Maybe. I think it's... I haven't seen the first one in probably about 4 years. But from my memory, it's just as funny as the original. Not as timeless as the original, but just as funny.
I definitely think... Well, I think they're both hilarious. But I do think the first one, the screenplay was a lot smoother. So it might be harder to get. But also, like you were saying about the years, look at the competition. I think this is also a weaker competition. So I could see it still sneaking in. I think Borat 2 is kind of high right now. I think a lot of people, especially with the ending, are talking about it. So, you know, that's think
they give Borat, the first Borat, the nomination of some tough competition like Click. So maybe the second Borat.
Well, to be fair, that was Click and adapted screenplay. That was original, right?
Oh, that's you're right. Like, of course, it's original masterpiece.
And it won, right? It had to have won.
It might have gotten snubbed from the win, but it deserved it for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, keep your eye out there. I think it's very possible we can see a Borat 2 adapted screenplay nomination. But we'll see.
I'm optimistic, but I don't think... I hope it happens, but I don't think it will.
No. Yeah, I don't think it will, but I'm rooting for it. I think it'd be funny. And it's a total 2020 move.
I'm pulling for it. I'm pulling for it. It's a great movie. I think it deserves a lot. It's a good movie.
Okay, actually, this wasn't a story or anything, but since we're talking about the Oscars, hear me out. Best documentary. Are we looking at Tiger King?
Well, that's not a movie, though.
No, for best document? Oh, because it's a series? You don't think they'll count it? It's a series.
No, okay. They can go for Emmys for best docuseries, I think.
Okay. You're probably right. Ah, got me excited.
Yeah, I don't think so, man. It was a good documentary, in all fairness, but not a movie.
Okay, well, that's too bad. I was hoping we have that hope for us. All right, well, speaking of Tiger King, 2020 costumes. Since this is the weekend of Halloween, they finally have all the stats of what costumes have been selling the last few weeks. And Tiger King...
Are we going to guess, or
you should tell us? Well, I can have you guys guess. Tiger King's the obvious one. That's one of the ones up there as the most successful.
Right.
Specifically.
My guess is Mandalorian. That's my guess. Mandalorian.
Necessarily have a list of like the order of what's successful and what isn't, but I have... It's kind of broken off into what has been selling well and what hasn't. So Mandalorian... is not. I can have you guys guess a few, but I'm going to tell you right now, you guys are not going to get it. It's kind of crazy.
Okay. Spider-Man's been pretty big lately.
Yeah, Spider-Man's a no-go.
Is a doctor caution? Like doctors? You got to think with people wearing masks anyways.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Buy a pair of scrubs, put on your mask, maybe a stethoscope. Easy caution, looks great, very timely. I think doctor caution going to be one of the biggest ones this
year. That's true. That probably is hot. This is just from a Halloween store sales. So yeah. Maybe they just bought some stuff for Halloween, like out of Walmart. It's like, oh, we already got the mask. We
kind of all you need for that is scrubs, which I think you can buy anywhere if you have like
a merchant. So I'm sure that would be a hot costume, but
you got to think it's a hot costume.
Think of more like characters or like IPs, sets. Right? Yeah.
Damn, I had a really good guess for unpopular costumes.
Well, I got popular and popular. I got them both.
All right, okay, so a police officer is an unpopular one because of all the shit going on.
No. You got to think of, like, characters.
Not like IPs.
Yeah, so nothing here about, like, actual occupations.
Is Mario a popular costume this year?
Yeah, Mario's not. But you know what? He should be. He should always be popular.
I got one. An Among Us astronaut.
No, but that's a good one. That's true. No.
I feel like most Halloween costumes, maybe not. I think most Halloween costumes would have been made before Among Us got big. But I guess Among Us has been big for a good while now.
So then we'll try a Fall Guys costume.
No, but here, I will list off the ones that aren't popular right now. It's a bit of a reversal here. So the ones that have not been popular is Game of Thrones. Anything involving most Disney outfits. So Toy Story has taken a big hit. Nobody's buying Toy Story outfits.
Okay.
And other popular 2019, early 2020 films like It Chapter 2. It used to be big, but no one's being It right now. So kind of all the trends of the last few years for costumes seem to be dying down, apparently.
That seems fair.
Right, trends tend to die, but what seems to be odd, odd here is some of the top trending costumes are from old films. Apparently they're saying there's a lot of nostalgia going around right now, so everyone's at home thinking of the good old days.
Like Ghostbusters, is Ghostbusters popular one?
It wasn't listed here, but that would probably be one that's being popular right now. The ones that they are saying are the most popular is number one, Wizard of Oz costumes.
What?
And then another one that seems even crazier to me, A League of Their Own. Who just sits back and goes, you know what I really want to dress up as? A baseball player.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a weird one for sure.
Yeah, that one doesn't make much sense. So Wizard of Oz, you know, it's classic.
League of Your Own, like League of Your Own branded costumes.
What?
Weird.
Like you walk into a Halloween store, right? And they got like the Dorothy costume and it has like, you know, it's in like the plastic package stapled with the cardboard on top. It has like a picture of Dorothy. It goes, Wizard of Oz, Dorothy costume. Beside that, Mario one, same sort of package in plastic bag with a hat and stuff in it. The cardboard thing stapled on top. It says Mario Brothers. And it has a picture of someone wearing the Mario costume. And then beside that, there is a plastic bag with a League of Their Own costume in it. Stapled a piece of cardboard that says a League of Their Own costume. Like there's a League of Your Own branded costumes.
No, have you heard of the film A League of Their Own?
Yeah, it's just a baseball movie though, isn't it?
Yeah.
So same like Major League or Bad News Bears.
So
like the costumes are all just the same, wouldn't they be? Except for like
Major right. League. Well, Wellen could click on the link and I could send it to you. But they have the photos of the two of the more best-selling costumes right now. And it's Dottie, the lead female from the film, and then Coach Jimmy, Tom Hanks' character.
Really? I mean, I've never actually seen the movie.
I've seen the movie. And like their outfits are cool, I guess. I don't know. It's a baseball uniform. I don't know.
That really surprises me. Wizard of Oz isn't that surprising. It's classic. Everyone
knows and to be fair, I guess now, if you're thinking of how horrible it's been right now, people probably just really looking back in their childhood and how great Halloween was. Maybe they're thinking of Wizard of Oz.
And also, though, like, normally Toy Story was big last year, obviously, because Toy Story 4 just came out. It was big last year because It 2 just came out. But, like, no new movies have come out. All the movies playing in theaters are the classic reruns of Jaws, Jurassic Park.
Right. That's true.
Right now. So I'm not surprised that classic and more timeless characters are the ones being brought up. But League of Their Own is very surprising.
Yeah, and then the third one here is Grease. That's the other film that people are buying costumes for.
An alternative idea that may be wise. You got to think, like, trick-or-treating really just isn't happening too much, right? So I don't think very many kids are buying costumes this year. And surely kids aren't buying League of Their Own costumes or probably not even Grease costumes. But you got to think that adults are still going to parties. You know, you guys are having to get together. Mm-hmm. You know, adults are having get-togethers, and so they're still buying costumes that are probably going to be a little more adult-oriented. Of course, Woody and the princesses aren't as big this year, but League of Their Own and, you know, Wizard of Oz might be a little bigger.
That's another good point, because kids, they're the ones that are buying all the young Disney costumes, which apparently aren't selling well. And then the adults, you know, wearing a baseball outfit. Okay, that's a costume, but like, it's not really, you're trying that hard. The cute Grease outfit.
You know,
okay.
There's no makeup involved. They don't put like hat lipstick on or anything.
Yeah, the Grease outfit. Oh, you're just like a cute girl with a nice pink top from the 70s. That's nice.
Or wear a cool leather jacket and stick your hair back. Like, that's just awesome.
Yeah, so, you know, exactly. It all makes sense in that aspect. Because, especially because even the parties, it's just, you can't have parties of more than, what, 10 people? So it's going to be parties of people in groups of 6, 7, or 8. You're not going to try that hard. You just want to wear something just to say it's Halloween. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, maybe we should have gotten League of Their Own instead of Royal Tenenbaums. They might know that.
But then you could really pull off a greaser for sure.
Yeah, I should do that.
What are they, like, T-Birds? Are they called T-Birds in that movie?
I don't know what the name is.
The T-Birds and not the plastics. The plastics are from Mean Girls.
Screw it. I'm being Tom Hanks from League of Their Own. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to yell at Andrew the whole time.
There you go.
Go get the fruit punch!
You don't already do that?
Yeah, that's just like every other day.
Yeah, exactly. But now I can say it's in character, so I don't get it.
Yeah, now you're
having to see. So I'm not the bad guy.
Exactly.
So, you know, the costumes have been, you know, a little less successful this year, but it comes to the house decorating. This is one that I've been seeing trending a lot. I'm wondering if you guys have seen this story where this home in Dallas has decorated their house a little too much, and they have been getting complaints from the neighborhood. Every day, police have to stop by and check on the house because their lawns are covered in dead bodies and blood.
Yeah, I saw this.
Yeah.
They were all out. Like, that was epic.
They were not messing around. So, yeah, this is just one that's been trending a lot, so I feel like we got to talk about it. Tristan, you've seen this photo. Welling, you can click on the link and take a look at it yourself. But the real question is, are these actually decorations, or did they just maybe kill one dead body and they were quickly like, oh, let's quickly decorate this whole place so they don't notice it?
It was kind of like in The Office where Cree shows up to work with a bloody shirt and goes, it's Halloween? Good timing.
I was thinking the same. I was gonna make the same joke about it. It is very reminiscent of Creed, where they walk in and they're like, oh wow, beautiful house, dude. And he's like, wait, it's Halloween this month? Oh,
Halloween.
Okay.
I guess this is the first year that they ever done this, then, right? Like this,
to have been new, because it sounded like, you know, if this is a regular occurrence, maybe they would have prepared for it. Because according to this, the police have been getting calls every night about those.
On one hand, I think it's awesome. On the other hand, for like young kids, it might be a little extreme.
It is pretty extreme.
It is very extreme.
Yeah.
Like, I'm an adult, and I think it's really cool and fun. But like, 4-year-old kids looking at that, probably not appropriate. You know what I mean? Like, it's probably a little much.
Now, do you think maybe he's been wanting to do this for years now, but because kids are always walking to school, he can't do it? But hey, it's 2020, baby. Kids are homeschooling. They won't look at his lawn when they walk to school. And he thought maybe he'd be fine to do it.
And there's no trick-or-treating this year.
Yeah, he's like, no trick-or-treating. No one's walking to school because it's homeschooling. I should be good to go. Kids won't notice.
Maybe, man.
Yeah, maybe that's what he's thinking. I don't know.
Like, but if you live in a neighborhood where it's like mostly adults and old people and stuff, probably not a bad idea.
Old people, they might, I don't know, I feel like the old people will be the first people to think that's an actual dead body.
That is true.
That's on them.
Yeah, you know, I think old people, I don't get the vibe that they're super into Halloween. I feel like mostly they're, you know.
Well, I don't care if they don't like it. Like, for kids, it'll scare them. For old people, they'll just complain.
I guess it's funny.
I don't care if you don't like it. He's allowed to do what he wants with his yard. But like, for young kids, I'd give them nightmares or scare them.
Yeah, it's pretty graphic.
That's different, right? Like, for 4-year-olds looking at that, I don't care if the 45-year-old woman just doesn't like it. Like, grow up, I don't care. But for a 4-year-old looking at it, probably will be terrified.
And a lot of people were joking how, because there's one body that's just in a body bag, and they're like, that's the real body. The rest of this is all for show.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, the body bag, definitely. If it starts smelling in a week, maybe the police should take a look.
Depends on where he lives, though. If it's cold where he lives, it won't smell.
Huh? Tristan knows from experience.
I have a dead body that's in my house right now, and no one will smell it. It's so cold out.
Yeah, that's
the
right.
The cleanup on this is probably going to be nasty.
He's going to wait for it to rain. He's going to sit there until it rains.
Yeah, he's not cleaning it up. He's going to just keep it all year round.
Or just bring out the hose and just hose it off. It's not like you really got to clean it up, right?
Yeah.
What do you think he used for the blood, though? Like, obviously, presumably it's not real blood. What do you think he used?
Maybe, like, animal blood? I don't know.
Because it can't just be water. It can't be water and, like, food coloring, because those absorb right into the grass. Like, it won't stay there after a day, unless he's doing, like, every morning going out there splashing.
Corn syrup.
It can't be corn syrup, though, because bugs and animals will be all over it.
All right, well, you know what? Let's call this guy up and let's get him on the podcast. We need some gripping answers.
Like, yeah, we haven't had many special guests. Let's do it.
We talk about Welland. We have you every week.
Aww. You guys think I'm special.
Yeah, like, he must know what he's doing with fake blood.
Blood. This guy knows how to handle blood. So, you know, that's all I'm saying.
It could just be red paint. Red paint might be the most obvious answer here.
We'll call him up. We'll get him on the podcast just for him to tell us it's red paint.
Yeah, probably.
He's like, that's it? Yeah, okay, yeah. You can go now.
All right, bye.
No, I have so many questions for this guy. Like, one, has he ever seen Emily in Paris, and what's his opinion on it?
You know what, Tristan? If we ever get people on the podcast, that'll always be the first question. What's your thought on Emily in Paris?
What do you think of Emily in Paris?
They'll be like, you mean that show from 2020, like 4 years ago? I'd never watched it.
The Oscar-nominated picture, Spider-Man 3, and what do you think about it?
Yeah, exactly. We'll talk about Spider-Man 3 and Emily in Paris.
Ask them the hard
hit. And then last week, me and Tristan were just discussing how we're going to do a deep dive of the Kissing Booth trilogy next year. So
Are you in for that, Welling? Deep dive on the intricacies of the Kissing Booth trilogy.
I don't know about that. Let me try and get a girlfriend first and see how that goes.
I don't know what that has to do with... What?
I don't think it will... But
I get it. No, I get it. No, I get it, Tristan. He wants to get a girlfriend beforehand because he knows once that is released, he'll never get a girl again because it'd be so embarrassing.
But don't worry, I know someone who has a girlfriend and would be willing to do a deep dive with us on the trilogy. Our younger brother Hayden, all right?
Okay, perfect.
Wait. What? Your younger brother Hayden has a girlfriend?
Yeah.
That's adorable.
Yeah. How does it feel, Welling, that my younger brother has a girlfriend and you don't?
Not me. Not this younger brother. The other I'm smarter than that.
Yeah, Tristan, we'll have the three Phillipsons discuss the trilogy.
Yeah, Hayden would be down.
All right, perfect. A story that's been trending here, I imagine both you guys are well aware of the story because you guys are huge Harry Styles fans. But did you guys hear about the story where his car broke down in the middle of a street and a random fan came out of the house right beside where his car broke down and just invited him in and just took care of him for the day until his car got fixed?
I think I heard this. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I heard that. Was it a fan? I thought I heard it was like someone who didn't know who he was. It was just like some guy like...
All the stories here are saying it's a fan. They looked outside the window and realized it was Harry Styles, and so they quickly ran out to go check in on them. And then they just took care of them. They fed them food. They were just helping them out inside the house.
So, fair enough, man.
And you know, it's you know, none of us follow Harry Styles from my knowledge. So you know, I don't think we got much opinions on this. But I don't watch Harry Styles. But I do watch a film called Misery. And from that, I can tell you this was a mistake.
Why?
Have neither of you guys seen Misery?
I haven't seen Misery.
Do you know what the premise is?
I know what it's about.
Yeah. So from experience, by experience, I mean, you know, watching a movie, I can tell you with definitive facts that Harry Styles dodged a bullet here, because that film is about somebody who is lost in the middle of nowhere. A fan saw them and let them in. They took care of them. They nurtured them. And then, bam, they became this psychotic fan that just refused to let their hero leave. And
I've listened to the song Stan, if it's sort of a similar premise.
I don't listen to music, so I don't know. Well, Welling's the in-between guy between us, music and film. He might know.
Yeah, you've heard the song.
I know the song Stan. I know my Eminem.
There you go. That's a good song.
Mm-hmm.
Is it similar in premise, Welling, to Misery?
To a degree.
It's a crazed fan stalking a guy, and then he kidnaps like his girlfriend and stuff and gets wild.
Yeah, that the Stan song is a little more extreme.
Whoa. You haven't seen the movie, well. That movie gets wild.
I know what happens in the movie, and I know it gets wild, but what I'm saying is that the Stan song is about a stalker that does a fucking kidnapping. The Misery movie starts off as a kind gesture, and then it slowly builds into complete and utter chaos.
Yeah, I should have watched this Misery movie. Sounds good. But Quentin, after this podcast, you got to listen to the song Stand.
Okay, all right. I'll listen to the song Stand. You watch the movie Misery, and then next week we'll catch up on the podcast and really
sounds good.
You know, get sounds down good to detail here. Yeah, Misery's is it on great.
Netflix? Is that a help?
It might be on something. It's great. And it's a horror
get a
movie.
VPN. Get a VPN until you find which Netflix it's on.
And it's also a horror movie, Trist, so, you know, kind of goes there with the Halloween go theme here.
I have access to a movie rental store, Welling, where they have, like, all the movies you need. I can just head there and grab it.
Yeah. You just, you should just pick it up there, Trist. It's really good.
I love
good
that place. The place is awesome.
So, you know, I can tell you from experience. He dodged a bullet. His legs didn't break. He didn't get kidnapped. He looks young and healthy. He looks great, so... You know what? I call this a win
it's
for
almost
Harry
like
Styles
in real life, people are actually a lot nicer than they appear in movies. So.
Maybe. No, that doesn't sound right.
No.
I used to work at McDonald's. I know how people are.
I'm not saying that everyone's nice. Most people are pretty nice. Most people are. There's very few bad people out there.
I say like 10% of the population are like, you know, horrible people. But like,
that's a pretty small percent.
Yeah. It's a compliment.
Pretty, I would agree with those odds. That's
No. It's a compliment to society. I am a believe. Yeah. I'm a half glass half full kind of guy. You know what? I think most of society are great. Everyone down to their core, most people are good people.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, I think 90% everyone's a solid guy.
And clearly, this person who's a Harry Styles fan is in that 90%. You know?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if I was Harry Styles, I would not take the 1 out of 10 odds that I'd be kidnapped.
I'd take him.
You know what? It was also a girl, which might help. She probably, you know, I think girls just seem nicer.
Well, realistically, he could probably just win the fight if you try. You know what I mean? Like, realistically, if you try like tying him up or something, you'll probably just win the fight unless you like drugs him first. But then, like, right, you don't just have like, these kind of drugs on hand. Like, that would be premeditated. Like, you know, his car is ringing down in front of your house at that point. You know what I mean? So, like, unless it's real premeditated, he'd probably be able to beat her in the fight. Like, so it wouldn't have been that bad, right? He's in shape. You know, he's fit. He won the fight.
Now, like the way Tristan, yeah, if you have never met Harry Styles in your life, Tristan's really making him sound like he's this big buff guy.
No, but like realistically, like he's just in shape, right? He's a dude that's in shape. Unless she's like a trained like MMA fighter or something.
No, I'm with you though, Tristan. From here on out on this podcast,
yeah,
let's just all agree, and we'll never talk about this again, but we can all universally agree, Harry Styles is now the strongest man on earth.
He's super, like, he can beat anyone in a fight. All
yeah.
Right?
All right. So yeah, he's the Macho Man of 2020.
Yeah. Exactly. Unless he's going up against an evil mastermind like Emily or something, he'd easily win.
Like Emily, and Carol Baskins has killed her husband, so she can definitely kill him.
That's true. Carol Baskins is there.
Yeah.
I mean, Welling could probably take him in a fight just because it's Welling, but any normal man, any normal human, not a god, like Well Dog.
Yeah, we also have Welling Stick before this podcast. I wouldn't mess with him.
Him and his magic wand there. Poor Harry Styles doesn't stand a chance. But besides that, anybody else he could beat.
Exactly. Harry Styles is about to beat up Welling, and then Welling just pulls his pants down and pulls out his big stick, and whew, Harry Styles is Harry Styles is running. Yeah.
It is fucking game over, man.
Yeah, Harry Styles like, I am the strongest man alive, clearly, according to Pop Topic, but even I can't go against a god.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we have another story here. One more to wrap it up before we move on to Welling here, and it is a Florida man story.
Oh, good.
Of course it is.
Yeah, I figured I'd end with, you know, the classics, and we have a Florida man who paid for the full contact experience, and he ended up getting mauled by a leopard.
Full combat experience for what?
To hang out with the leopard.
I mean, he got full contact.
Yeah, he got exactly what he paid for. I don't know what the big issue is.
Look, they told the leopard, hey, this is a full contact experience. Do what you want. Leopard's like, fuck it, all right, I'll do it. And he went in there and fully contacted him.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what else do you expect? There's no issue here. He paid $150 to have a full contact experience from to play with it and rub it and take pictures, which, you know, maybe, you know, keep that in the dark web out here. I don't know who wants to rub a black leopard here, but he got exactly, actually didn't get anything that he wanted. He paid $150. Apparently, according to this, enters the cage and instantly the leopard just jumped on him and attacked him. So
that's kind of what they do.
Yeah. I just love to think that he just gave him the $150, turned around and walked into the door and just got absolutely destroyed.
Please tell me this guy at least signed a waiver or something.
I imagine he did.
There's no way that the company would like.
Yeah, there's no way they would just let him in. If
he signed a waiver, he's now real screwed because he's not. They're not liable for shit, right? Like, it's all on him now. But if he didn't sign a waiver, he can probably sue them for quite a bit.
Yeah, I don't want to get too much into the injuries here because I don't have photos, luckily. But it says here the injuries were so severe that his scalp was hanging from his head and the right ear was torn in half. So he definitely apparently he's alive. But, you know,
is the Jaguar alive?
That's true. You know what, Tristan? You would think they would discuss this, but they don't. You know, this is horrible.
You know why? You don't know. I was about to say the reason they don't discuss it is because fucking Harambe.
Here's the thing, though. Harambe was shot for merely just carrying a kid around gently. All right, and this leopard mauled a man nearly to death, and he's probably still alive.
Yeah.
Makes you a gorilla.
Yeah. The people who just hate gorillas. Yeah, Harambe was different. He was just hanging out with a child. He was just hanging out with his homies. He was just being just
babysitting. You know,
he was just being a god. He's like, fuck, these humans can't take care of their kids. I guess I will do it for them. And then he gets shot. Oh my gosh, it was horrible. Don't even get me started about that. That's not on the same level.
I think you need to see a therapist about Harambe.
I'm still not over that. I've discussed this many of times, but I am still beyond pissed that I drove all the way to the Cincinnati Zoo and I mapped out my route around the zoo so that the very last place I would go to is Harambe's grave and I would see the enclosure, and at the end of the day I finally get there and it's closed off because they are rebuilding it so it doesn't look like the enclosure anymore because they don't want to be related to the incident. Horrible.
I'm not surprised.
Well, it makes sense, but still horrible. They should have had a sign that it was closed before I paid to get there, but you know, whatever.
They want to make your money. They don't want to lose money.
Well, they lost my respect, so they got that instead.
And that's even worse.
That's right. They are quaking in their boots now that they know that.
Now they know Quentin Phillips's pissed, they are done for.
Yeah. It's not as bad as if Harry Styles is pissed because he's the strongest man ever, but you know,
that is true.
Still a big deal. And do you think, you know, I don't know why we're not paying attention to the black leopard here. It's just as important. I wonder if he's okay. Maybe he, like, chipped a tooth.
On the guy's skull.
Yeah.
And realistically, how much of the $150 do you think the leopard gets?
Yeah.
He's going to do all the work here.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's a good question. He's the one that did all the petting. Yeah, you know, black leopard lives matters too. I don't know why we're just glossing over the leopard here. But, you know, hopefully the leopard's okay. Yeah, well, and also hopefully the Florida man's okay. Probably the worst, like, you know, the meme of Donald Trump where he's like, the worst deal in the history of deals. Like, that's what this guy just had. He's like, the worst deal in the history of deals.
Yeah, exactly.
$150
to... The worst deal in the history of deals.
Yeah, his scalp's now broken in half, and he lost half a ear, and he lost $150. That's horrible.
Interesting. Very, very interesting.
What would you rather lose, Welling? Half a ear or $150? What would you be the most upset about?
If I lost half an ear or $150?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
It's a real, head scratcher. Not a scalp scratcher, but...
I would probably be more upset about losing the ear.
Well, here's the real counterpoint, guys. Here's the real counterpoint. The question you didn't ask, Alex. Is it the top half or the bottom half of the ear?
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
The bottom half of the ear, I'm keeping. Like, that's where like, the little hole to the head goes. Top half of the ear, that's not really doing much, is it?
To be fair, if you lose the bottom half, isn't... To be fair, the bottom half is what connects the top half. So I feel like if you lose that, you just lose the whole ear.
I know the hole is like in the middle of the ear, so.
Well, the hole is either in the middle or near the bottom, depending on how big your earlobe is, I guess.
I guess, right? Yeah. Well, I might have a big earlobe. I'm feeling my ear right now, and it's definitely closer to the bottom.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm dividing my ear in half, the hole's on the bottom half. It's not, like, in the middle of the line.
Yeah, but put your thumb, like, behind where, like, the hole is. That's connected right to the heaven.
Yeah, I'm gonna put my thumb behind your hole.
If you draw a line like clean across the very top of your ear hole and cut the top half, the bottom half of the ear will still stay attached to the head. So I'm thinking, like, I don't really need the top half. As long as I have the hole and the earlobe thing is never one earring, I'm good to go.
Also, you know, I don't wanna say Welling's wrong or anything, but $150 can buy me, like, I can buy a fake ear at the dollar store for $1, and then I also got $149. I'm good to go.
Or you can just buy some really cool earrings, and then no one even notice that you missed half an ear. They'll just look at the earrings.
Or you could buy a really nice hoodie for $50 and just wear it over your ears all the time, and no one would know.
Or just always be like, you know, like the disco kids back in the 80s always had the headphones around them, but just have them on your ears the whole time. If you're having the headphones, no one will know.
So,
you know, move to Alaska and wear a bunch of fancy toques.
Yeah.
Bunch of toques. There you go. That, another good call, Welling. There's so many possibilities here.
Yeah, especially because you're Canadian, the toque would just blend right in. No one would even think twice.
Oh, absolutely, eh?
And exactly. So here's the real question. Where is this zoo? Because is it possible that Carol Baskins took her ex-husband to this leopard? Because clearly this leopard is fast at, you know, striking.
Well, I will say this. For all y'all that watch Film Theory, if you remember the Film Theory they did on Tiger King, a leopard was actually the only big cat that could break the human femur.
So do we think this leopard was the one that took out Carol Baskins?
You're wrong. There are two big cats that can break the human femur.
We're talking about Welling
and Harry Styles.
Well, Harry Styles. Yeah, that's true. I would put my money on Harry Styles, strongest man on earth, against this black leopard.
Oh, easily.
He's going to be... That leopard's going to be losing half a year if he messes with him.
Oh, God.
Do you know what the craziest twist of fate? If a Harry Styles in the action was Emily in Paris are dating, that would be wild. That would change everything.
Yeah, it would be the greatest human being on earth dating the worst human being on earth.
Their kids would be like an evil genius with all the power in the world, though. Like, it would be unstoppable.
Yeah, they would have the extreme strength of Harry Styles and the...
And poor taste of pizza.
And the poor taste of pizza of Emily.
And just a raw disdain for Chicago.
I do love how we discussed the Emily story like 3 weeks ago now. We dropped it for 2 weeks and we're bringing it back.
It's my favorite story.
Yeah, it's great. We're definitely pro, what was the name? Lil Louie's Pizza?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
I thought it was an S. Could be wrong.
What?
Yeah, I thought it started with an S, but I could be wrong.
Maybe. But yeah, whoever it is, we're definitely team that pizza. When we go to Chicago, just we got to try it out, take a photo.
Maybe like Salamandis or something like that?
Maybe. We'll take a photo of us eating the pizza, giving the middle finger to the camera, saying, fuck you, Emily, with no context.
You're gonna send it to Emily?
No, we'll just post it on Facebook. She'll get it. She'll get it.
Oh, she'll get it. Okay.
Yeah, she follows Pop Topic, man.
Oh, everybody follows Pop Topic. I get it.
All right, so before we close out the story, here's the big question. If you had to put your money, obviously, Well Dog and Harry Styles would kick these two cats' asses, but the tiger that ate Carol Baskin's husband against the leopard that ate a guy's ear, who are you putting your money on?
Probably the leopard.
Yeah, this leopard seemed wild.
And I kind of presume also that the tiger that ate Carol Baskin's husband is probably dead by now.
Yeah, or is just really old and it's kind of just like laying down.
And it was Lou Malinati's.
Lou Malinati's.
Our boy Lou. Disrespected.
Yeah, poor Lou.
Poor Lou.
When I get to Lou's, when we go down there in Chicago, I'm going to maul that pizza like a leopard on an ear. I'll love that stuff.
Yeah, but I ain't just eating half of it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean the whole thing. All right, well, that's it for stories here, Alex. For sports, Alex, do we got anything with Emily, you know, or Harry Styles? He's very athletic and strong. Maybe he's doing something?
No, nothing like that. But, Quentin, I do have a story for you, but we'll get to that in a second. Let's start with one of the big sports stories this week. Congratulations to the Los Angeles Dodgers. They have won this year's World Series after playing a really shortened 60-something game season and about 100 different players testing positive for COVID over that span. They finally made it to the end. And do you think anything could damper a championship series win? Do you think anything could, Quentin? Do you?
Just existing dampers it, right?
Or a Emily.
Yeah, Emily dampers it. Damper it. If Emily told me that she's a fan of the Dodgers, then that's it. They're the worst.
That's it.
Yeah, I don't trust
her. That's it.
You know who she's not a fan of, Quentin?
Who?
The White Sox.
That's it. I am loving this Emily story here.
Okay.
All right, sorry. So what can damper it, Alex, besides Emily?
All right, what can damper it then? One of your celebrating players ignoring COVID protocols and getting entire team sick. That's right. If you hadn't heard it here, folks, a player for the Los Angeles Dodgers tested positive for coronavirus during the series clinching game, got pulled out of the game, was supposed to be put in isolation, but yet somehow joined the team out on the field for celebrations and pictures and whatnot. And there's photos of him wearing his mask properly, and there's photos of him not wearing his mask at all.
Tristan, is this the audio or does Welling sound like, and this is the top 10 of the best players to never win? Do you hear that, Tris?
He kind of sounds like a transatlantic news reporter back in like the 20s.
Yeah, it sounds like, one of those, like, sounds like the 12-year-old YouTuber that, like, you don't see his face and it just has, like the writing off of iMovie for number 10 is this person. Yeah, I like it. I like the news reporter Welling style.
You it like is kind of crazy, though, that so the whole winning team now got sick. Or not a whole team.
So now the whole winning team probably has COVID.
But so, here's the thing, though. Here's the real, you know, mind-busting question here for you, Welling. What right. would you rather? Win the World Series and get COVID or never win at all?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Will COVID kill me?
Well, yeah, but you'll die happy, so why not?
That is true. Ooh, that's a tough one.
Well, let's say it's got like, I don't know, like a 1 in 10% chance. I understand that's by nowhere near the numbers of how often COVID would kill you. Particularly not, these guys are all also young and in shape. They're the professional athletes. But, you know, let's just say like for fun here, it's got like a 1 in 3 chance of killing.
For fun, right? Let's talk about dying.
Like a 1 in 3 chance of killing, yeah. Would you take the risk?
Fuck it, I'd probably take the risk.
Right? Like, I probably fucking would, too. Like, it's obviously as a sport player, it's like your dream to win the World Series. Obviously, he shouldn't have done this. I'm not defending the guy. He fucked up. He shouldn't have freaking done this.
But
it's your dream to win the World Series.
Well, how funny would it have been if they ended up also losing and they just lost and got COVID for no reason?
He only, from the story, at least the way Will told it, he can correct me if I'm wrong here. It sounded like he didn't go out with the team until they won. He wanted to be there for the photo.
But wasn't he playing at first?
He wasn't playing. He said that he was pulled from the game. He wasn't playing the game.
Oh, I thought Welling said that halfway through the game they pulled him.
He was playing in the game, and then they pulled him.
Yeah.
So when did they know he had COVID? Before the game started or like halfway through?
If you click on that link, it gives you a timeline of what happened.
All right. Well, you can send him the link, Welling. I'm not reading. I know what happened. All right. So this is what happened. All right. They were playing. He doesn't even have COVID, but he coughed during the game, and the other team member was like, oh, we're losing. Guys. He coughed on me. He has COVID. He coughed. Guys, we got to pull him. And they're like, oh, shit, he coughed. We can't take the risk.
You think this is all a facade in case they lost? We only lost because our star player got pulled because of COVID.
Well, I think it was probably one of the best players. And the other team saw him cough on the field. And they quickly were like, nope, pull him. Protocols.
Oh, you think the sabotage from the other team. This wasn't plan B for the Dodgers.
Yeah, I think they caught him on camera coughing. The other team quickly said, we can't risk it, guys. He could potentially have COVID. We got to remove him from the game. And now the other team ended up losing. And then we can say, oh, well, it's because our guy got COVID. We're fine. We tried.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But they ended up winning. So it feels real bad for the other team. Like, man, the best player had COVID. Yeah. And still lost.
We tried to sabotage and we still lost.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, you know, he probably just had like the sniffles, and then, you know, the other team just really jumped on that opportunity.
Like, plus, so, like, I'm assuming he didn't have COVID before. Like, they didn't know he had COVID before the game started.
They had to have done testing before. Yeah.
Okay, so they do daily testing. He had tests that came back inconclusive. So those inconclusive tests had to go back for further testing. And in that process, the game started.
Oh.
And by the time the sixth or seventh inning rolled around, he got told that he had a positive test and had to leave.
Okay, okay, you
That's
know what?
Crazy. Hold on. No. In the middle of the game.
You know what? Hear it out, all right? I'm gonna I'll bet money on this, all right? Okay. 2022, all right. This will be a movie.
Oh.
What?
This feels like a movie.
Yeah, I will take you on this bet. What do you want to bet?
Well, no, I'm not doing bets with Welling because he still owes me a bet. Tristan, want to do a bet?
Okay, I will owe you a Costco hot dog and pop.
Deal. I'll buy you a Costco hot dog or pop if it's right.
Costco hot
dog. Do. Okay, hold on. Do we want to specify the year? Or do you want me to just say like in the next 5 years?
Let's go 5 years.
Because this is a movie, right?
You want to go double or nothing? Because I got to bet you that I believe from this year is going to become a movie. I'm pretty confident in. Probably just like a smaller indie film, not like a big blockbuster or anything. But something I think would be pretty cool. The whole time when COVID-19 hit its peak in March, right? And paranoia was everywhere and absolutely everything was shut down. There was still just one in the entire country, a drive-in movie theater in Florida that never closed. And it was like a destination spot for movie lovers. Like the one drive-in theater never closed. They're going to make a movie about that drive-in theater that never closed during COVID. It's going to happen.
At first I thought that seemed weird, but I could see that being a fun movie.
I could see it being very
close. I'll take the bet, though. I think it's possible, but it seems less likely than the sport one.
I think it's going to be more likely. I really do.
Because, hear me out. The sport one, how great would it be, right? Where he gets tested, and then you just see the story. They're, like, looking at the test, and they're like, wait, it's positive. Pull him from the game. Sir, he's already on the field. I said pull him! And they're running. They're like, get the fuck off the field! And then he gets off the field, and it's this sad music. They lost their best player, and then they still win the victory.
They don't win. Then the coach called a timeout. He brings them all to the dugout. He gives a crazy, heartwarming speech.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll have a montage near the beginning, like most sports movies. We have the coach with the inspirational speech, the slow motion shot. You know, like every other generic sports movie. It'll be great.
I could see it. I do. I could see it. I see both. I really think they're going to make a movie about this drive-in theater.
I'm excited for you know what? The one thing COVID gave us is now we got new movie content. A lot of COVID stories.
There are so much stories from this 1 year alone. Yeah. Crazy.
All right. I'll do that. Yeah, we'll each bet a hot dog and a soda for if either of those movies come out.
Which awesome. I can't wait to get a hot dog and soda.
You mean watch us eat it, yeah. Well, you still got to get your hair mushroom blonde, and then you can start joining bets again.
What was
I know?
And well, like, your hair is pretty close to mushroom blonde already.
He won't accept it.
You need to get the mushroom. It was hot 2 years ago, Tristan. Now he's gonna look
I remember the story when it was hot. My question is, what was the bet?
And now he's just gonna look like an idiot because you know it's not even hot anymore. That was
no
so.
That was
2018.
It was at the beginning of like the lockdown, and it would have been gone by the time you got out of lockdown. No one would have even seen it.
Look, I knew the lockdown was coming.
Oh, that's great. All right,
What was the bet about?
The bet was Welling said, I bet you at the end of this week, I'm going to get us 100 followers on Instagram. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I guess that didn't work.
Yeah. I also commented with it. If he did win, I was going to get my hair dyed SpongeBob yellow.
Which is a more extreme color.
Exactly, since it was more, I thought it was more unlikely to happen, so I was
confident. Well, yeah, you always gotta give the better odds to the person.
Yeah, exactly, you make it harder, yeah. So, yeah, good times. And honestly, I don't even want him to get it dyed anymore. It's just like a running joke now for the last 2 years. Last week we were talking about what iconic Barbie dolls they should do, and we were talking about how we would make the Well Dog Barbie doll, and we were talking about you having mushroom blonde hair on it.
And now he can come with an expandable stick.
Yeah, now it comes with a stick. Yeah. I was having a good chuckle when I was editing the podcast during that part. I was talking about the Well Dog Barbie doll was great. Yeah, the mushroom blonde hair. And then we said it would come with a pussy magnet because all the girls would be into it.
Of course.
Oh, my God.
It was great. I thought that was a good segment. Almost as good as that bitch Emily and us hating on her. Welling, bring us to the Antonio Brown story. Yeah, I'm very excited about this.
About Antonio Brown.
Yeah?
I got to prepare myself for this epicness.
It's pretty intense.
Okay. Yeah, this must be crazy.
Pound back some of this Red Bull. Play around with the metal stick some more. Okay. You ready for this?
Yeah, I got a movie to watch, so yeah. Bring it to me.
Antonio Brown
okay.
is back in the NFL.
Yeah.
That's it.
Antonio Brown. that's basically it. He signed a 1-year contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he's going to be playing with, I'm sure, even if you're not a sports fan, you've heard of Tom Brady.
I've heard of him. Well, didn't he play Venom?
You know, Tom Hardy.
I know, I'm kidding. I was made. I wanted to see if I could trigger Welly with that.
So, anyways, he is back playing with the legendary quarterback Tom Brady.
All right, so I have a question here for you, Welly. Probably because I'm still new to the podcast, so I didn't hear all the stories of Antonio Brown. Why wasn't he in the league anyways? Why is he coming back? Did he retire? Was he kicked out? Did no one want to hire him?
There was a plethora of drama.
Yeah, he's just a little wild. He's great. Yeah.
Did he get suspended, like kicked out?
Yeah, every team he was on, he just kept pissing everyone off and they just kept kicking him out. So he kind of bounced around teams because he's great at the sport, but he's just an absolute asshole that no one wants him.
I'll give you one of his more famous stories is throwing a bag of gummy dicks at his baby mama.
Well, that seems appropriate.
Yeah, it was just a funny story. Didn't he also throw it at the police, though?
He might have. I can't remember.
He threw a bag of gummy penises at the police officer.
Yeah, but if you want to go back to the summer of last year, there's probably a good 5 or 6 Antonio Brown stories.
Yeah, 2019 in the summer. Antonio Brown was the face. He was on the Mount Rushmore of Pop Topic last year. And this year's definitely those bitches, Carol Baskin and Emily in Paris.
Yeah.
That means 2021 should be Antonio Brown again. So we're good to go.
I know. He's back, baby. I'm ready for it.
Now, it's a 1-year contract, but can't they just cancel the contract like they do every time with him?
They could.
Okay. All right. So it's a 1-year in abbreviation because it's not going to last. Antonio's just making the minimum, and then he dips out every time because he pisses them off. But could he actually be thinking, I'm a big Antonio Brown fan, so I like to think of the smart part of this plan. Is he just 200 IQing this? Is he getting the bare minimum of this contract? And, it only took him a month and a half to do it. Now he can jump to the next contract and get the bare minimum of that. Is it actually faster for him to make money? By
what
just
signing him,
yeah, I'm just hey, yeah, a lot of people signed him last year. Yeah, well, 2019, what was it? Every month we had a new story about somebody signing him, and at the end of the month he left and pissed them all off. Like
that only happened once though.
I thought it happened 3 times during 2019.
You think this guy's just trying to get as many jerseys with his name on it as possible, as many teams?
Yeah, maybe he's just trying to get a collection. Yeah, maybe he just likes all the colors.
Yeah, well, he's every team in the league.
This would be his 4th team.
It's kind of like Pokemon Go. He's got to like collect them all.
4th team in how many years though, Bella? Like how long? Has he been
I'd have to really think about it, but I think since 2018.
So he's still a young guy then. Like he hasn't played much. He can be playing for another 5 to 6 years.
Okay,
right?
So even though
he's 32 years old.
Okay, so I was a bit off with it here, Tristan. All right, but. Since 2018, so in the last 2 years, he's gotten 4 jerseys or 4 contracts that he's broken. So he's only doing every 6 months, he's getting one. This guy's not doing too bad.
And how many teams are there in the NFL? Well,
there's either 30 or 32. I'm not sure.
So at this rate, 1 every 6 months, so 2 a year, took him about 15 years to get them all, 15 to 16 years. That's a stretch. That's tough.
Yeah, I might have to pick it up a little bit, go a little faster with these.
Yeah, that's going to be tough to do. Just from what I hear about this guy, though, in all fairness, he strikes me as the kind of guy that likes to spend cash.
Oh, yeah. Do you know how much those big gummy dicks cost?
Probably not like a lot compared to what he's making, but probably like overpriced for gummy dicks.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. All right. Well, that is it for this week. Anything new on either of you guys' end? Anything you want to sign off on?
I'm Alex, and for the low, low price of $75, you can feel what it's like to get whacked by my big metal stick.
Is that exact quote going to be in the commercial for the Well Dog Barbie?
That's when you pull the string on the back, he says it.
Yeah, it's like a Woody doll. You're just pulling the string, yeah.
Like a Woody doll.
That's a good catchphrase for Welling's toy there.
Yeah, why not?
All right, sounds good.
Collector's item.
Yeah, and until next week, you can see me being the one that's pulling that string. I'm Quentin.
Oh.
There you go.
And that's Tristan. All right, and we'll see you guys next week. Have a great day.